Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Hi, I'm Ariana Madix. Whether I'm on TV or Broadway, I live by two rules. Follow your dreams and always wear great shoes. That's why I love DSW. Must-have shoes that pair well with whatever you've dreamed up for your life. Seriously, DSW has all the shoes you need for everything, from errand days to date nights. And they're from top brands at prices you can totally brag to all your friends about. That's why I've partnered with DSW to create a collection of shoes I know you'll love. Because, let's be real, whether I'm dancing on TV, teaching you how to make the perfect cocktail in my best-selling book, or starting a whole new venture, it's all about the shoes. Find the shoes to do all the amazing things you do in my new collection at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger.
Hello.
Jared activates with his big meat hands.
I do those big loud claps. We got to leave one in one of these times so people can hear it.
Yeah. Mm. I hate his clap. He thinks that's one of his like greatest features.
It's not bad.
He has a loud clap.
I'm not a studio musician, but if anyone needs someone to do studio claps.
Oh.
You're the guy.
Please reach out.
Some people do need claps. You have claps on Blame. Did you guys do the claps on Blame? Or did you just use a clap sound?
I declined to answer.
What does that mean?
I think it's probably a sample.
Oh, why didn't you do it like a real clap?
I mean, maybe John, because John did vocals separately, after we finished the record. So him and Colby, our producer, might have done it.
Mm. But fake clap. You heard it here first.
I don't think I think it might have been a sample.
Jeez.
Uh-oh.
How are you doing, Lex?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're wearing my bachelorette trip sweatshirt.
I know, because we've got this wedding upon us. Actually, it's this week.
Well,
if you're listening.
Here it comes.
If you are listening, obviously, when this comes out, we pre-recorded a little bit because obviously we're all going to be out of the country. Jared and I will be wed by now.
We will be wed.
On this day, at this moment, we're actually probably headed to Nice.
Well, if this is September 14th, yes, then we are.
Yeah, the wedding has finished.
They are wed.
Hopefully, everything went according to plan.
Hopefully. Can't really see where it would go wrong. It's going to be...
I mean, there's a million things that could go wrong.
Someone could...
I know.
I hope nobody does the speak now thing.
Jared, knock on wood.
That's real wood next to you over there.
Yeah, knock on some real wood.
Wood has been knocked on.
I got to knock on wood now.
These are wood floors.
You never
stomp,
know.
Stomp, stomp, stomp.
Yeah.
We're going to be on our way to Nice. We're doing like a big group honeymoon.
Group honeymoon.
With like 15 people.
Bring the parents.
The parents are coming. Yep. May and Bill are there. They can't miss it. And a bunch of our friends. It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be awesome.
We're on our way. We're probably so hungover, but... Yeah.
I'm probably struggling to drop off the rental van right now.
Yes.
Sweating at the Leon Airport.
Yes.
It's gonna be perfect.
I can see it now. Just think about me, everybody. Pray for me.
Jared trying to do a rental car.
Yep. I'm going to be driving it. It's fine.
Oh, that's right. Well,
Alexis is the one that can drive stick the best out of our group and the only big van that we could rent.
Matt said he could.
Matt alleges he can.
Alleges.
So I asked him about it. I was like, so you can drive stick? He's like, yeah. One of my first cars. I was like,
really?
I feel like we had this conversation that you couldn't drive stick, but I could be wrong. My memory is going. So
my memory is going.
By the
I'm
going
to give him the benefit of the doubt. He he's the type of person who would be able to.
No, I know. Jared just assumed
he
did.
But I'm not sure why I'm doubting it. Because I'm proud that I can and I want to be the only one who can.
Yeah, you want to be the one.
Yeah, I want to be the one.
Yeah.
I figured he could.
It's emasculating to be the only one out of the group.
He can commandeer a boat. I felt like he could probably drive a stick.
That's right. And he probably can.
Yeah.
But I wish I was the only one who could. That would feel good.
By the time people hear this, we will have found out.
I know. Well, we're going to have a lot to update back. you guys on once we get back.
So,
If you are watching us on Patreon, hello.
Hi. Thanks for being here.
Hi. We love you. You're watching on video. If you are listening to our podcast and you want something to, there are a lot of people that like video with podcasts. Like, even if you're not like
the fully biggest, dialed in.
Yeah. Like just having it on in the background, kind of like instead of a TV show, you know, you can put us on Patreon. We have so many killing times, pretty much every single killing time we have full video for.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have a full episode of bonus content for you every single week of a true crime case that you people recommend us.
Yeah.
And we take the time to research and give you a very in-depth look on all these true crime cases.
Right.
So yeah, join us on Patreon.
That's right.
We love it.
In fact, we have a visual aid that will excite and amaze right now.
What?
So
excite and amaze.
Yeah.
Right now.
We're gonna dazzle.
We were at, and this is a long time coming because I kept forgetting to bring it to the studio.
Yeah.
But when we were at our meetup in New York, one of our very like mysterious firsties, his name's Sean, he came and he brought gifts.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Jared wasn't there. And he brought a gift for Jared.
Oh.
He was so sweet.
So that's what we're here.
Oh, we have
to
it.
Present to you.
Oh my God. And I've heard so much about this. I can't wait to see it.
So it's a little crinkly because
that's okay.
I just shove it in my suitcase.
That's okay.
So he made
Is that a vinyl?
It's an art piece. It's like a fake
vinyl.
Oh, dude.
And it's called Will you read it?
Ass.
Yeah, but look at the bottom.
Nothing but B-U-T-T.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it's like a beautiful picture of a flower on like a lily pad or something like that.
It looks like a
faux LP art piece.
This is awesome.
Yeah. What's the back say, Jared?
Paradise of Replica. It's a store in Chinatown offering used and new records, CDs, and tapes from all around the world.
Pretty cool. But he made it, he said, Sean. Otherwise, whatever.
Don't leave the tag on.
No, I believe him. He seemed very creative.
Yeah. Yes, nothing but.
It's really cute. Yeah, it's like a fake vinyl that you
can put
up. We're
going to hang it up here in the studio.
Yeah.
It's actually really cool.
We love all of your art. It's very cool. We keep all of the art that anybody makes us because it's like fun to decorate our studio with it.
I love it.
Cute.
Yeah.
I think at some point we should probably change it up and maybe display some stuff behind us. Maybe we go for a new aesthetic.
That's not a bad idea.
That's what I like the idea of a gallery wall. Behind us
with our little signs.
Yeah, because it's kind of boring. Just
in due time.
Background. We'll get there.
Too much shit going on right now.
Really is.
Way too much shit going on. Should we jump into the day today?
Yes.
So today is September 14th, and we're going all the way back to 1716.
Whoa.
AD.
After death.
After death, the first lighthouse in America was lit at the Boston Harbor.
Wow.
That's some history for you.
That's cool.
Pretty cool. Lighthouses are kind of creepy.
Do we know what? So the purpose is so people can see the shore, the shore. Okay.
To guide ships to harbor and safety. And it used to be, it would have to be a man or a person who was
there
manning these lighthouses. And there's all these spooky stories about, you know, people who have disappeared during storms and things like that. And it's very spooky.
There's something creepy about lighthouses.
Yeah, because you're also alone and secluded and you can't leave.
Yeah.
Because you're the only one.
Wow.
Yeah. And obviously back in the day, there was no communication. So you're just like there.
And a lot of people are depending on you too. So your job is very important.
Yeah.
Getting people safely back to shore.
Well, you know, in the show From that we keep trying to tell everybody to watch, there's a little lighthouse moment in that. And it was creepy.
I did see. We had a firstie. I don't know if you guys saw it. Who was
posted
saying
about it on the Facebook group.
That they started watching it and they loved it.
It's a great show.
That lighthouse moment though in From is terrifying.
It really is.
And they got renewed for season 3, but God knows if or when that would happen.
It's just nice to hear that someone else enjoys it, because you never, when you recommend a show, I always get like anxiety. I'm like, what if I'm recommending something
that's
like
a good one though,
people aren't gonna like.
It's incredible.
I think everybody likes it.
It's like Lost, but not
but not as good.
Yeah,
but still good. In 1752, the British Empire adopts the Gregorian calendar, leading to a calendar gap where 11 days are skipped to align with the new calendar. This change sparked confusion and protests in some places. Wouldn't that be weird?
Are you going to erase 11 days from life?
I know. Then when's your birthday?
Never.
On the new? And then it's never going to be on the really same time of the year.
I never understood leap years for this exact reason.
Is it because it's how the world is spinning?
I don't know.
Do you have extra time that you're accounting for? I don't know. It's something about an inconsistency with the 12-month calendar Half Facts podcast.
I think you're making up like 8 hours of time a year, which seems like a lot, but I guess, but time is fake. So it's like, whatever.
It's all a construct, people.
Yeah. It doesn't really make any sense. I think it's
6 hours.
Six, whatever. 12, 18, 24, six.
Yeah.
Ugh. I hate when I just like take something off the top of my head. I'm like, that was right.
Yeah.
Eight.
That's what we do here though.
Yeah.
Half-ass.
Yeah. Okay. In 1814, Francis Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner.
Ooh, what a banger.
It, totally.
Honestly, what a banger.
Wasn't, weren't they in jail when they wrote it?
I don't know.
I think they were.
Wow.
For what?
I don't remember. Half facts. But I'm pretty sure. You move on and I'm going to confirm that.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
In 1868, golf's first hole-in-one was recorded by Tom Morris at Prestwick's 8th hole in Scotland.
There it is.
Hole-in-one.
Wow.
I bet the golf courses were smaller back in the day.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's the, that legendary course in Scotland. Is it called... Oh, man.
Prestwick's 8th hole?
I don't believe so.
Oh.
I think it's Highlands or I don't... Prestwick's? There's a name. I don't know.
Oh.
Half facts.
Half facts. In 1965. So this is interesting. It says the second worst TV series airs. Now, this is allegedly the first TV show that airs that everybody said was a bad TV show.
Oh my God, amazing.
So before then, like people are just like, TV shows are great. But this was a bad TV show and it was called My Mother, the Car. It debuted for the first time on this day in 1965. It was the second worst TV series to have been produced just behind the Jerry Springer Show. But that wasn't until the 90s.
Wait, they're saying that's the worst one?
Yeah, which is not true.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, not true.
Yeah.
So My Mother, the Car starred Jerry Van Dyke, who bought a rundown 1928 Porter touring car only to find out that it was a reincarnation of his dead mom who only speaks to him through the car.
See,
that sounds awesome.
I'm already in.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe it was just ahead of its time. Because isn't there a movie? Is it Daniel Radcliffe where he plays he's a dead guy? On like,
oh, that was recent.
I forget the name of this movie. Oh, it's called like Swiss Army something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he wasn't a car.
But no, I know. But he was like, but I'm just saying, I think this show was ahead of its time.
Yeah, I do too. 1965. The idea is too off the wall. It's too spooky for them. Yeah. It sounds like something that like.
It sounds fun. I'd like to see an episode.
Yeah, I like it too. Did you find your fact?
Francis Scott Key, 1779 to 1843, was a 35-year-old attorney who was not in the military during the War of 1812. Yet he found himself being held behind enemy lines September 13th to 14th of 1814. He watched as the British battled to take Fort McHenry, the fort that sits at the mouth of the Baltimore Harbor. The flag that flew above Fort McHenry was made by Mary Pickersgill and is the one we now know as the Star Spangled Banner. So he was inspired by that and the rocket's red glare, but he was not like in jail, but he was being held by the enemy.
Okay.
Wow.
And then it was set to music. It was a poem at first.
Damn.
Real facts podcast.
That was a real fact.
I want to see the behind the music.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah. Did you hear about the bad TV show that I was talking about?
No. I can't multitask. You know this.
It was basically a TV show in 1965 that was about this guy's mom died, and then he bought a car, and then the reincarnation of his mom was through the car.
That's so wrong.
It's called My Mom, the Car or something?
My Mother, the Car.
That is so stupid.
My Mother and Mother. Ugh. Mother.
Okay. The word mother is weird.
It's fucking creepy.
I think father is weird, too, to be honest.
Yes. Oh, really? What about daddy?
Daddy's weird. No,
I prefer.
You call your dad daddy.
Yeah, but not a creepy way.
But the word daddy's pretty creepy.
No. Not if you're not being creepy.
That's true.
Or if you like play jazz, you're like, hey, daddy-o or something like
daddy-o.
That.
Daddy-o.
You know? You wear a fedora.
I'm just like, hey, daddy, what's up?
Yeah.
I'm not a creep about it.
I don't know it, but
well,
to each his own. At least you're not saying father. It's very, like, mother is very, wow.
Old-timey.
It's very Patrick Bateman.
Not
Patrick Bateman. Patrick Bateman? No.
Who That's American Psycho.
Who's the other Bateman? You know who I'm talking about? Psycho.
Jason Bateman?
No, Psycho.
Oh,
you're
Norman.
Talking about Norman Bates. Bates.
Norman Bates.
Norman Bates. Who the fuck? What is happening?
I'm like, Jason Bateman?
No.
Patrick Bateman.
Is American Psycho.
But Psycho, it all connected because then Psycho went to Norman Bates. And Bateman Bates. Was Bateman after Bates? Norman Bates, you think?
No.
A little tie? No. Anyways,
half facts.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know anything.
1984, the very first Video Music Awards premiered on MTV.
VMAs.
Wow.
Those were the best.
What year?
1984.
84.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
It's like Animal Farm. Wait, no, just 1984.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, yeah.
1984 VMAs. I miss the VMAs. They might still have them, but like the VMAs in the late 90s, early 2000s, there was nothing like it. Like that was the most iconic day of the year for pop culture, I feel like.
Well, the best performances were always on the VMAs.
Always. Like yeah. way better
the than drums, the drums. There was good drama.
They were better than the Grammys. They were better than the...
Grammys is too serious.
Yeah. It was the VMAs were... It was iconic.
I mean, I agree. It literally was like, I remember being a kid and like looking forward to watching it because it was always something crazy.
Always. There's crazy outfits. Like people were naked. It was a big deal.
Is that when Lil' Kim wore the like purple pasty and the purple wig?
Yeah. Mm. That. And then remember
Marilyn Manson and
Rose McGowan, when she was like nude.
She
was,
oh,
like,
love naked. Her.
I love her too.
That was problematic for a 10-year-old me.
Love her.
It was so good.
So bold.
I know. So bold. I loved it. Okay. So we have one more. 2001, and then nothing happened for 20 years.
Do you remember when we hung out with Rose McGowan?
Yeah. What was that for, her movie?
We went to her like movie premiere. It's when she had her shaved head phase.
Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah,
that was cool. Fun.
Yeah. We have a picture with her.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That was so long ago.
I had black hair at the time.
I barely remember it. 2001, the iPod was released.
What?
Damn.
Yep.
The iPod.
2001 was a dark year.
That's 20. Yeah, I mean, obviously it was a dark year, especially... Yeah.
September.
Interesting. Three days after September 11th, the iPod was released.
Coincidence? I think not.
They couldn't have pushed that a little bit.
3 days?
After September 11th.
Whoa.
That's weird. Anyways, but the iPod,
Steve Jobs wasn't going to delay nothing.
Guess he had a release.
That's why he's a Steve Jobs.
Yeah, he was an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a room somewhere being like, we're going.
Yeah.
We're going.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, the iPod, I miss mine.
Yeah.
I want to find my old iPod and see what songs were on it.
You threw that away.
No, I think my parents probably kept it.
I've got mine somewhere.
I have mine somewhere.
Did you have the one that had the four buttons across the top? The OG?
I don't think so. I think I had the one that had the buttons around the circle.
Imagine having a Zune.
Yeah. Was that before iPods?
It was around the same time.
Oh.
They had this weird little clicky scroll wheel on the side.
Yeah.
And that's how you navigated it.
Man, that's what the Burberry, Burberry? Blackberry. I had. Yeah. The side
the
wheel.
Thing on the side.
I loved that one.
I know. I do miss the Blackberry. No, I mean, I miss the Sidekick the most, but.
God, the original iPod.
Yeah.
You know, for a long time, we used an iPod in our live show.
That's so crazy.
Pat had a little iPod like by the drums and he would play it and it would send the metronome, the click to all of our in-ears. So
crazy.
Did you only use it as a metronome?
It had like some tracks in there, like maybe some added tambourines and stuff would play.
Oh, interesting.
But yeah, primitive.
Primitive.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Back in the day. All right. Well, when we come back, we've got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Welcome to On the Stand. Every week we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand. We talk about it. We love it. We hate it. We vote on it. We bring it to you. You voted on Instagram. And we usually have a listener on the stand. We have one today.
Oh, yeah.
Do we want to start with it?
Sure.
That's great.
If you would like to become a listener on the stand, you can call 818-446-6889.
Please call us.
Woo.
Hi, guys. I am calling in for an On the Stand. And my On the Stand is when it comes to laundry. And again, this is, I think, based off of, like, your living situation. If you're married, if you're single, it's probably very different. But I hate that when I hang up my clothes, obviously I might be an OCD person, but I color code mine, I hang them by sleeve length, and I also have to make sure my hangers are facing the same way. So my On the Stand is when you're putting your clothes up in your closet, maybe you share a closet like me and my husband do, he'll hang his clothes facing a different direction. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to it, but he'll also hang the, like, hangers, like, backwards, if that makes sense. So instead of, like, hooking it forward, he'll, like, hook them back. And that just literally drives me crazy, and it's very guilty. So if you are hanging up your clothes, the hangers need to be the same way, and it's also, your clothes, you're like, the, like, what you're facing should all face the same way, so you know what you're wearing. Like, I don't want to see the back of a shirt, see the front of the shirt, then I know what it looks like. So, again, this will probably only pertain to people who are in relationships or sharing closet space with someone, but I think it's guilty.
I'm focusing on the direction of the hanger, because that's a problem to me. It's like the over under toilet paper argument.
Yeah,
like
the hanger needs to be like this, yeah. Not like this.
No, it can't be hanging from the back side.
That's what she. I think the or hanger no, being
I,
the wrong way.
I think she might have been saying that they like I think she hangs all of her things going this way, and then he hangs.
She's saying both.
She's saying both. That's like insane. She said some of this stuff is even like hooked. I think hooked around the underside.
That's just somebody that is. He's so chaotic. That is a chaotic thing to do.
I mean that. Yeah, I have like very mild, like I really like things to be orderly in that way.
Me too.
That's like one of the only things I'm really a stickler about is like when I'm hanging t-shirts, like they all need to be facing the same way. I don't color code. I don't go by length of sleeve. I think you're saying sleeve length. I don't do that. I just, they got to at least be hung in this facing the same direction and just don't go under the bar with
under the bar is crazy.
What is that?
Under the bar, we can all agree that part of it's guilty, but the rest of it, I'm interested in discussing.
I mean, yeah, it's not for me. That would stress me out. That's like one of my like things that I'm like, Jared knows. I mean, well, we don't have enough room in our apartment, so that's where my messiness comes into play with my clothes. I have too many clothes to hang up in my tiny closet, so there's always something scattered about. But when I am hanging stuff up and when I'm like being deliberate about being organized, like it has to be like in its place, everything the same way. So that would stress me the fuck out.
Yeah.
I'm hit or miss depending on what I'm going through. So sometimes I'm super organized. I'll say my hangers are always hung the correct way.
Yeah.
But sometimes like I was watching this TikToker and she was talking about how you should put like an outfit like on a hanger, like an outfit you love instead of like
separately
shirts, color coordinated. She's like, I put my outfits on a hanger. Like, and I was like, I started doing that because it's like, I actually rarely, if I love a top with a pair of pants, I usually don't deviate.
Yeah, you're not straying.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, that's actually really smart. Like keep this outfit together. So I know I like it. So I started to change it up a little bit. Matt is definitely the more organized with his clothes. It looks like
I've seen it.
It looks like a store.
Yeah, it does.
But I also have way more stuff than him.
Yeah.
And I have like a dumping area on my closet, like one bar, like everything I take off, I kind of put there. And then eventually I reconstitute it back where it belongs.
Yeah.
So I just have a lot more going on my side of the closet. But definitely the hangers are always hook over and not the opposite.
Oh my God.
That's psychotic.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can be a little messy depending on my time constraints.
That's how I am,
how chaotic, like, I'm getting ready. If I'm in a rush, sometimes I throw stuff on the floor. But I always reconcile the situation eventually.
Yeah.
This is one of those things, too, where it'd be one thing if they're all... She said they're... Sometimes he's hanging them under, sometimes
not.
That's what's crazy to me. It's like, we all put our pants on, like, specifically, like, I don't know, like, what order you put your legs through, but, like, you develop these habits.
Right and then left, usually.
Then left?
Or left then right.
Left then right.
I don't know. I sit on the bed. I sit down to put pants on.
I'd have to, honestly.
Oh, my God. I'm always left then right, but I'm left-footed.
What?
I'm right then left.
Isn't that weird?
Left-footed isn't a thing.
Yeah, when I do a cartwheel, I do it with my left foot.
But your cartwheel's with your hands.
But I go left foot.
This is what I'm saying. We're all a creature of some sort of habit.
No, I think everyone does left.
No. Do you?
For your pants?
I would do left.
For pants?
For a cartwheel. Oh. I would lead with my left.
Are you sure?
Yeah. This is assuming I can do a cartwheel, which I'm not 100% sold on this fact.
Okay.
I'll try it tonight and let you know, but I'm pretty sure left feels right.
I don't think I could do the full rotation. I'll have to try it tonight.
Well, left is normal footed, right? Goofy is right. Foot forward.
For skating?
Yeah.
Or snowboarding?
I don't know.
Left down is normal for snowboarding. Goofy left is
foot,
right down.
Left foot forward. Left, like your lead foot forward is how you would normally skate. And then there's, I think they call it Mongo, is when you go right foot or like whatever your non-dominant foot is, you're like leading with that on the back of the board.
Then what's Goofy?
Maybe that's Goofy. I don't know.
Oh my God. Anyways.
Half facts podcast. Sorry, everybody.
I'm guilty.
Yeah. I'll go next because mine is closet related as well.
Okay.
Today I'm putting on the stand a felt hanger.
No, love those. What are you talking about?
I hate them so much.
Not guilty.
It actually is pretty annoying that he doesn't like them.
I'll tell you why. It's because I've stretched so many shirt collars out trying to get them over. They get stuck on the felt, and then like trying to like position it once my shirt is on.
Are you putting t-shirts on there?
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah, they're not
for
t-shirts.
Women need them because of straps and stuff. Like, it makes our clothes not fall down.
Okay. Yeah.
We need divots or we need felt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise shit's falling on the
ground.
Oh,
that makes a lot of sense.
And also, like, you maybe don't hang t-shirts.
What a
luxury. I don't hang t-shirts. I have no space.
I have a couple, like, really nice, like, older t-shirts that I like to hang so they stay, like,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you shouldn't hang those or sweaters. They stretch them out.
That's another thing.
Because of the felt, though.
Yeah, no, any hanger will stretch out a sweater.
You're supposed to fold them and put them in a... We don't have room to do that.
Like, I have room to
do
that.
We don't have room to do that.
I'm working with what I got. But all I'm saying is that for me personally, I don't like a felt hanger. Because
what do you like, those wood hangers?
No. Same.
This is the plastic hanger.
Ew.
I use plastic, but the same kind that, like, you know, like the flat hanger, like the, where you
they
can
look
have
like
a lot.
The felt ones, but they're black plastic.
Yeah.
They're gross.
They're bad. Great because when I want to take a shirt off it, I can just whip the shirt right off the thing.
Do you need to whip it off violently?
I love it. I go like, it's like one motion. I'm like, I show up shirtless and I grab it and I throw it up and then it's on me before you even know it. And I'm
this
out the
insane.
Door.
This is insane.
Okay.
I love felt, that
for
sorry,
I'm excited felt, for you guys to have your own closets one day.
Oh my God.
One day it'd be nice to have my own closet.
Own closet, own sink would be nice in the bathroom.
Yeah.
We only have one sink. But see, we had to choose between that and a tub. So we chose the tub.
Tub sounds nice.
Yeah.
But
you guys have a tub.
Not really.
The tub is part of the shower, is part of the bathroom. It's the toilet, basically. Anyways.
Yeah.
I didn't know that perspective on like why the felt is important. So I learned something today.
There you go.
So I'm going to go half. This is half
guilty. Not guilty.
We're going to downgrade it to manslaughter.
All right.
Manslaughter for sure.
Letting him walk.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I'll go next.
Okay.
So obviously I've been watching a lot of Love Island recently.
Sure.
Not because like it's kind of fallen off for me, but I still watch it because when I rot on the couch, I want something mindless on, and Love Island is never ending.
Do you have to be rotting on the couch? Are you like decaying?
No, like I'll be on my computer, but it's more so I need something. There are only certain moments when I can pay attention to a new show. Like when we watch The Bear, it's like we're paying attention. But like when I'm watching Love Island, I'm half paying attention.
Yeah.
So like when I don't want to put my full attention into something, it's
totally
reality is the way to be.
100%.
And on Love Island, these people are sitting in the direct sunlight with their faces facing towards the sun.
Unreal.
For what feels like all day, every day. And I'm putting sitting in the direct sun on the stand because I cannot imagine it. And I don't know how people do it.
They're also all squinting. It looks so uncomfortable.
They're not wearing sunglasses. And I don't think that's like a regulatory thing for filming. Because sometimes they do. But like, I'd be in sunglasses, hat, sunscreen,
beekeeper.
Shade.
Beekeeper outfit.
But these people are like no hat, no sunglasses, probably no SPF.
No problem.
I will let you know, I have put this on the stand before.
Have you?
Yes, but I like hearing it from you because it's a different perspective. For me, it's life or death.
Yeah.
But doing anything,
so uncomfortable.
Doing anything when you're into the direct sun is so, it's so difficult. Like, it just makes me so uncomfortable in every which way.
Well, yeah. And I'm always cold, so I love the sun. But also the thought of sunburning my face is terrifying.
No.
But these people are in a situation where they're trying to find their person and it's like.
Yeah, it's like a safari hat. It's not that sexy.
I could
maybe
never.
It's like 8 a.m. when they're doing it.
No, it's all day. Ugh. It's crazy.
I'd just be in the shade. I'd be like, let's just go sit over here.
And
in
they
the
have
shade.
Like a day bed in the shade. That's where
they have
I would
many
live.
Places in the shade.
Yeah. Or I would just wear a big hat.
If I was on the show, you'd never see me. I'd always be inside the house. They'd be like, are you going to come out today?
And they literally,
like, Jared's just in the confessional again.
They never film inside either. It's literally like, always outside. Jared would be there alone, like on one of the beds.
100%.
I'd be like, no, I'm inside. There's AC.
Yeah.
You guys should come in here.
Oh my God.
I'll say guilty.
It is guilty.
Though. Ouch. Sorry. I didn't know you did it. I was just rewatching, or when I was watching it, I was like, this is insane to me.
I'm on my SPF train again, dude. Like, it's so important. Stay out of the sun, guys. 100%. Stay in the shade.
100%. All
right. Flex.
Okay. I think we've done some variation of this before, but this is going to be more specific. So on my way over here, I bought this bag of Munchos for us to have here as a little snack. But I really wanted Cheez-Its. Mm. But what did they have? Extra toasty Cheez-Its.
No.
Extra cheesy Cheez-Its.
All the variations.
White cheddar Cheez-Its. And then maybe like a cheddar ranch. Not a single original Cheez-It to be found.
You want the OG.
And like all of those disgust me. Like I don't want a single... I don't know. I think most people, when they like fall in love with a snack, as I have with Cheez-Its, it's like if it deviates even slightly, Even whole wheat Cheez-Its, no. I want the original.
Yeah.
And all the other ones, I didn't buy them because I was like, this isn't what I want and will not satisfy the taste craving.
I agree. I mean, I think we have.
I don't like when they do it with Goldfish. I don't like when they do it with anything.
No, I like how things come in their original and purest form. Mm-hmm. All things. Cheez-Its, Goldfish, a chocolate chip cookie, a Twix bar, a Snickers.
Oreo. They serve double stuff, thins. Just give me traditional.
Traditional.
Isn't the brain a funny thing, though? Because, and I know that's how you are, but the other night, you came back from the grocery store and you go, I got a treat. And it's a cookies and cream
Twix. I had to try it, but I never
liked
it. I
know, but it's so funny because you know deep down that thing's going to not be as good as the original Twix.
Yeah.
But the cookies and cream Kit Kat, I've had a Kit Kat and it's...
Where the chocolate is cookies and cream.
Yeah,
but the consistency of the whatever the crunchy part is.
Cookies and cream Hershey bar, also incredible.
That's so good.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't like a traditional Hershey bar, to be honest.
No, the cookies and cream Hershey bar is one of the best chocolates in the world.
And that's been around for so long. I would consider that almost on par with the original.
Yeah, that's... Well, it is an original for that. Well,
I'm never going to sit around and eat a bar of chocolate.
Except for that one.
I got to say, though.
Except for the Hershey's cookies and cream one.
I haven't seen those in a long time.
They come around around the Halloween.
You know what? It's because there's no Blockbusters anymore. That's where he used to get them. Blockbuster used to have those all the time.
I used to get...
I'm sure you can get them on Amazon.
Snow caps and Twizzlers.
Snow caps. Oh, the minty things?
No, the Junior Mints. Just a little chocolate, little dome, and it has the little white balls on it.
I thought those were minty.
No.
Oh.
So here's my thing. We are different here because I love Flavor Blasted. If it's a savory snack, if it's a Goldfish
or
a Cheez-It.
Nope.
Or
but
a
that's
Dorito.
Not even Flavor Blasted with the flavor that they originally come with.
I wish
they put Dorito dust on it or something.
Yeah.
I wish
that they made a bag of Doritos that was all the jackpot chips.
What's a jackpot chip?
All you know what a jackpot chip on is.
Oh, those are Takis.
Yeah, kind of. But anyways, so I can't go. I can't say guilty.
So guilty.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
for me.
Mm.
All right. Well, when we come back, it's time for some true crime.
Rewind.
Question time.
No. True crime adjacent time. What was that you recommended?
Oh, true crime tangent.
True crime tangent.
Oh, we're tangenting?
We're tangenting.
Love it.
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's True Accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real world, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, welcome back to True Crime Tangent. Today, I randomly thought about this, and I don't know if we've talked about it before, but I always think it's so funny. But we're going to talk about things that we used to think were really, really important when we were kids that literally never ended up happening as adults.
Okay.
So I'm going to start off with one that I always think about, and it's the DARE meetings.
Oh, like, yeah, of course.
When we were kids, it's like, how scary and how much did you think you were going to be offered drugs from people that
I thought everyone was going to be pushing drugs on me?
Everybody.
Yeah. And they didn't. And they made it seem like it was going to literally be everywhere. And you know what also happened is when I left for the first tour, I remember my parents and like people I knew, they were like, be careful because you could lose yourself out there. Because there's drugs. There's drugs. Because to everyone,
I
like.
I mean, true. I mean, they're not wrong, but.
No.
They're right, but.
Yeah. The other one that comes to mind, AIDS.
Oh, yeah.
They made it seem like you would look at someone and everyone was going to get AIDS.
Well,
which
was so fucked up.
Very, very fear induced.
Fear inducing, you know.
Homophobic.
Stigmatizing. Yeah. A serious illness, which was completely unnecessary, but like they really push that on kids like in a way that was shocking.
Yeah.
Like just total misinformation campaigns about that.
Well,
that was so fucked
up. Like we didn't really live through the craziness of that. We're a little young, but we watched something similar just happen where it's like people out of the gate don't know what the fuck is going on. And then the panic causes people to act in all kinds of different ways.
Yeah.
And back then it was channeled really fucking like harmful.
Disgusting.
Really, really bad. You know?
Yeah.
So
on a quicker note, on a more, a lighter note, quicksand.
I was going to say quicksand.
Or like tar. Yeah. Like like a tar pond. With like steam bubbles coming out.
Yes.
You're going to encounter that.
Yes.
Or like a, what is it? What is the thing? A sinkhole.
A sinkhole.
They're going to be everywhere.
Yeah.
Dude, the quicksand thing, because it's like, I think you, like, it had to have been in school or, like, adjacent to school. It's like, you were taught how to get out of quicksand.
I don't think I was taught that.
I was not.
How do
I
you?
I know that the more you wiggle.
Freeze.
I think, I think you, like, stop and, like, slowly try to get yourself out. I actually watched a TikTok of somebody that was in quicksand recently. Like, it exists.
What?
Obviously not everywhere. Like, we thought it would exist.
They made it seem like quicksand was going to be a day-to-day problem.
You right up.
Well, it was a never-ending story when that horse got sucked into the, what is it, the pond of sadness?
Yes.
Oh, what is it called? The pit of sadness?
It's been so long.
Something.
For me, it was banana peels. I thought I was going to be slipping and sliding all over the place.
All the time.
But luckily, if I see one, I just kind of pick it up or go around it.
Hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember having to do the workbooks and like whatever your home ec variation was? And it was like a hairdryer near a sink, like that could kill you.
Yes.
Oh.
Or like a toaster near a bathtub, that could kill you.
Yes.
Or like a paper towel anywhere near your stovetop.
Yes.
Dead.
Luckily, we
the electronics near water was definitely like a huge thing.
Well, GFI protected outlets were not always a thing. So that was kind of a real threat.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Another one.
Struck by lightning.
Struck by lightning. That, yes. But which does happen.
Well, you know what's funny? And I caught myself doing this. So two nights ago, we played a show, or several weeks ago, we played a show. And there was it got shut down for weather. So there were like tornadoes in the area. It was crazy. We're running to the shuttle to get out of there, and there's lightning overhead. There's no ground strikes, but you see it up above you in the clouds. I'm running and I'm ducking while I'm running. Like, that's going to do anything at all. Like, yeah. I feel like if a bolt comes down, it's coming down.
Yeah, that's true.
But I was like, maybe I'll make myself not as tall, so I won't be the tallest thing around here, so it won't strike me.
Yeah.
But you
you just need to be near bad conductors, like glass.
Yeah, true. So I thought lightning was going to be a much bigger problem.
Another one was stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never caught on fire before.
Jack has.
I did.
When?
Jack caught on fire.
Well, my hair caught on fire at a bar in New York City. I told you about it. Like 2 years ago?
It was traumatic.
Is that when you need to get the haircut?
No.
Who were we with? Were we with Bryn? Yeah.
Like 8 inches of my hair broke off of like a big chunk of my hair because we went to this fucking bar.
It smells bad, yeah.
It was like a speakeasy type of a thing where they're like, you can stand in this one little corner, don't move. And so I was against the wall, but on the wall, shoulder height, they had a ledge where they put a bunch of tea lights.
I think we put open flames at a restaurant on the stand.
Oh, probably for this reason.
Yeah. Yeah, because she was like, you must stand against that wall, but the wall has open flames on it. So I like stood there and my fucking hair caught on fire.
Can I tell you one thing?
And like blew up behind me to where Bryn was in front of me. And she's like, oh, your hair's on fire. Like seeing it from behind me light up.
Thank God it wasn't.
It didn't. Wasn't worse.
And then they came out and were like, this happens here all the time.
I'm like, why are you?
Maybe get some LEDs. Do that.
It's insane. Maybe not have open flames where you're forcing people to stand against the wall.
That's I'll tell crazy. You one thing that Jack did not do.
What? Stop, drop, and roll?
She did not stop, drop, or roll.
But she wasn't on fire. Your hair isn't really like, your hair just sort of like melts.
It did melt off.
It went pretty quick.
It was pretty bad. It went quick. Like 8 inches in like 3 seconds.
Oh no.
Another one is when you swallow gum, it'll stay in your stomach for 7 years.
Yep.
Might be true.
I think that part of it is like true. What?
Could we do an x-ray? I'd like to find out.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think it would show up on an x-ray.
I swallowed gum like 5 years ago. So it's either in there or it's not. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
On purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I have a... Yeah.
Why?
I have a timer set. I wanted to check in like 6 years.
Well, you got 2 more years to take an x-ray.
All right.
If they show up on x-rays.
I don't think it will.
We'll have a look. We'll update everybody.
Ew.
It might be in there.
I think that mystery, I'm okay with the mystery persisting.
Hmm. What about if you had a watermelon seed, people said that it would grow into a watermelon in your stomach.
Yeah, I had that on my list.
Well, the Magic School Bus really freaked everyone out about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a wild show.
It sure was.
Hmm. The Bermuda Triangle, I thought was going to be a big issue when I was a kid.
Yeah, I was sure that it would take one of us.
It would take at least somebody I knew.
Was I on a flight that went through that area?
Really? Isn't it in the Caribbean?
Yeah, I had a flight pattern that was like right near it, and I thought in my mind that they would just divert around it.
Sure.
Apparently, it's not that big of a problem for everybody
else. I got a couple other ones.
What?
Yeah?
Escalators.
Oh!
Getting sucked into
them? I have a, hopefully it's a real memory and not a fake one, but I have a memory when I was a kid at the mall, and a lady's shoelace got stuck in the escalator.
Traumatizing.
And when we showed up, it was just... she wasn't there, but it was just the shoe with the shoelace stuck in there. And it traumatized me because I'm like, it would eat me. I'm going to get stuck in there forever.
Another one is the Gap getting on a train.
Oh,
suck you right in there.
Yeah. That one is kind of scary.
You know?
Yeah.
All these pitfalls, all these dangers of society.
I know. Another one is if you pee in the pool, there's going to be like the dye that'll turn red.
Have you seen that thing that's like, if you pee, if you're in the pool and you pee, like how much worse it is to be out of the pool peeing into the pool.
Wait, what?
Like it just seems like so much more offensive. Like someone being in a pool and peeing.
Yeah.
Or someone being out of a pool.
Peeing into the pool.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
But it's the same thing.
It is the same thing.
It is way worse. Ew, that's so gross.
Matt's one of those people who's like, I'm getting out of the pool to pee now. I'm we all see you. It's fine. We know.
Thanks for letting us know.
But I know you pee in the pool.
I salute you, Matt, but...
Everybody does.
He might not. He is one of those people...
I don't think he does.
I don't think I do anymore. Maybe I do.
It just depends on where I am. It depends
how comfortable
on,
you are.
It just depends on the entire situation.
There's so much chlorine in there that it doesn't even
there
matter.
Are also just so many variables. Like, am I... Of course I get out to the pool.
Have I peed in a pool? Sure. Do I do it often?
No.
No. Am I in pools often?
If
no.
The bathroom, yeah, I'm not in pools that often to even think about if I do or not.
I wish I was in pools more.
I know, me too. The last one is, and I don't know if this is everybody, but it was me. Like, I thought that it was illegal to have the light on in your car at night. Like, I thought that it was a big no. You would like fuck up everybody else's vision.
It's because if you turn it on, your dad freaks out.
Yeah.
That's but you will kill your battery.
But not like, if you're driving. I thought it was like a big no no.
Oh, yeah. Well, it does make it harder to see outside of the car,
but not like other people looking in at your car.
No one cares.
There might have been a law against that, though.
Oh, maybe there was a law.
You're also not supposed to drive with headphones in, but people do it all the time.
You're definitely not supposed to do insane. That. And please don't do that.
I see people doing it all the time.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I do too.
Uber don't drivers. Do that.
Yeah, everyone does it. Not me. But.
What else was... I feel like there was more stuff from me.
Well, if anybody listening, let
talking
us know.
Talking to strangers, any stranger, oh, at well, any
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
You're getting abducted.
Yes.
Crossing your eyes.
Would get stuck.
You get stuck.
I've never been able to do that, so...
Or like your face, like your parents Jared, would be like, your face is going to get stuck like
Jared,
that.
When you cross your eyes, it's really funny.
He only really does
just one.
No, they look crossed.
Oh, cool. Well, that's just me normally.
Yeah, that's just his face.
Yeah. But yeah, I always thought you'd get stuck like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there's lots of things. Let us know.
Leaving any lint in the dryer.
Oh, yeah. House goes up in flames.
Oh, immediately.
Well, that's my biggest
problem. But it will eventually if you keep going, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right. Let us know what you people were scared of as a kid that never ended up coming true as an adult.
That's right.
I'm sure. Even if it's like very specific to you, I want to hear those.
Yeah, because your parents probably lied to you to get you to do stuff.
Absolutely.
You know?
Like, oh, I
know, you better
yeah.
do this or yeah.
This would be
such
a really
such.
Good series if we have people, yeah. like, if, even on Facebook, just tell
yeah,
us
Yeah, we should
what
start
you
a post. And we can do a whole other episode
like,
about what
did what your
people
parents
are
scare
of?
The bejesus out of you about yes. to get you to behave?
It's really good.
I love
totally.
It. All right, well, when we come back, we're going to hear about the bad things that you people did next.
Naughty. Woo.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Here's to the best spring ever in this season's must-have shoes. Find all the styles you need from brands you love at amazing prices right now at DSW. Update your closet with colorful sandals made for sunny days, fresh sneakers perfect for spring looks, and sporty soles ready for new adventures. Whatever you're up to this spring, DSW has the exact right pair for the occasion. Shop must-have spring shoes at your DSW store and DSW.com.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Hey, naughty friends. We're going to just get right into the naughty thing that we're discussing today.
I am calling for the worst thing that I've ever done. And it's actually a by proxy. So it's my best friend's thing, the worst thing that she's ever done. She's not into true crime. I don't know why I'm friends with her, but no, just kidding. So I'm going to name them Rose and Susie. Let's just say that. Okay. So I know Susie through Rose and they both have the exact same birthday and they recently turned 40 on the same day. Very recently, like last week. And they vacationed together and everything. Well, Rose had told Susie that she was born in Houston at a certain hospital. And Susie was like, no way. I was born at that hospital too. Both births happened in the afternoon, that exact same hospital, the exact same labor and delivery ward. So Susie recently pulled out a baby book that her mom had put together for her. And it's of her in the nursery. And she's pointing out, telling Rose, like, you're there. You're in here somewhere. And Rose is like, well, I don't know what I look like. Like, all babies kind of look alike. All newborns sort of look alike. So then Rose is telling her mom about it. Like, oh, my gosh, Susie was so sweet. And she showed me the pictures from the nursery. And Rose's mom was like, Rose, you were not born at that hospital. That, I don't know where you got that. You were not born at that hospital at all. So Rose told me that this is a lie that she's just going to die with. She's going to die on this hill and say that, you know, she's going to tell Susie for the end of her life that, yeah, I'm one of those babies in there, and we were just destined to be best friends from the beginning. So anyway, that's my best friend's worst story, the worst thing that she has ever done. All right. Love y'all. Bye.
Have any of you ever doubled down on something so hard that, like, you're like, well,
this
even
is
after
now
it's proved wrong, it's like it has to be true. Otherwise.
I do this often.
You do?
I'm a double downer.
You double down?
Well, no, he does. No. What, you're a double downer when you do something so fucking stupid.
Let me be clear.
And then I look at him, I give him a look, and then he's like, I'm going to do it 10 times more stupid now.
I'm not a liar. I just, when something has gone awry,
yeah,
I strap in and I'm like, I'm going.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost more fun for me to then be like,
it's less embarrassing than to admit that you just did something really fucking stupid or you like acted like an idiot.
Yeah.
Like for him to like just dive in it's better for you in the long run.
Probably.
Like,
and then you can make it funny.
Yeah. Then he makes it funny.
It's like, if you plant your flag on the wrong hill, instead of going to the right hill, I'd just die on that one.
Yeah.
That's what it really gets you out of but
getting in trouble.
This situation is a little bit different, though, because their friendship isn't based on this fact, but it's definitely
it's their
bolstered
connection
by this fact, right?
Yeah.
Like it's something that's kind of cool that you can share with somebody, and you don't want to rob them of that, even though you find out later that you probably misremembered this thing,
right,
and then based a relationship sort of on it.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to go back and like reverse that.
No.
And I get that.
I think it's, you're forgiven for this.
It's funny though.
Yeah. It's like, you just kind of have to. And who cares? What's the difference?
It's also kind of sweet.
Yeah.
But like, you could also do what I do where I say something with like 100% certainty.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, that being said, my memory is going. And so then it's always like, if I'm wrong, I'm like, I did caveat that.
Yeah.
And if someone comes back to me, it was like, you were actually super wrong about that. And I was like, yeah, I suspected that could be true.
You know what I also like is my memory is going. It's vague. I don't know if you're at 90% or 10%.
And I like it because it's like, you're 36 years old and your memory is going.
But she's slipping.
No, what it is, it's like just very ADD where it's like, and it's not like if I'm focused on something, if it's factual, if it's like facts in history and it's something I learned from somewhere credible, like that's not it. It's more about how something played out at a bar or it's like how something played out in the throes of something chaotic.
Yeah.
It's never like, I'm not wrong about facts on the podcast or anything. I'm just,
it's
social stuff.
And no, and sometimes facts, but facts that don't mean anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like true crime. You are like,
an
you know everything. You are an encyclopedia, but any other fact, who knows?
Anything's possible. It's wild card. I'm a wild card.
I love it. Well, I love this story and I think it is
adorable.
Kind of sweet and like, not the worst thing at all.
No harm done.
Pretty
cute.
Victimless crime.
Victimless.
You're keeping someone happy by keeping a secret.
It's a white lie. It's a white lie that like,
that you thought was true.
That it's better to keep
a non-malicious white lie.
Yeah. I love it.
Love it.
Do we have a stanza?
We didn't. I lost all my juice in the last 2 weeks of stanzas.
That's
no
okay.
Stanza. They have been.
They have to be organic.
They've been
on
a level lately.
I think next week you're going to bring it.
I do too.
Awesome. Well, we love you all. And
bye.
We'll see you,
love you
next
bye.
Time.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.